This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver-based Center for Safe Sport is receiving heavy criticism. A survey of the U.S. Olympic system said the agency is in, quote, potential crisis. Many athletes who reported abuse to the center said they didn't understand its process, and only 7% of survey respondents consider the center, quote, extremely effective. The Safe Sport CEO testified Wednesday before a congressionally appointed commission to defend the center. She says more than 1,900 people are now listed on the center's disciplinary database, and that the agency has helped create a safer sports environment. Colorado will distribute $2 million from state opioid settlement money to two indigenous tribes. CPR's Paolo Schalceda has more.
The Southern Utes will receive about $1.2 million. Meanwhile, the Ute Mountain Utes will get a little less than $750,000. The amounts were decided based on the impact of the opioid crisis in each community, according to public health data. Tribes must use the money for opioid abatement efforts approved by the Colorado Department of Law. The Colorado Attorney General's office has collected over $700 million in legal settlements over the opioid crisis since 2019. I'm Paolo Schalceda, CPR News.
The election security trial of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has a new trial date after multiple delays, February 9th. Peters allegedly tampered with her county's voting equipment in 2021, she says, as an effort to search for election fraud. She faces 10 felony and other charges. Westbound lanes of I-70 west of Vail have reopened after a crash caused wildfires there. U.S. 6 and eastbound I-70 remain closed near Eagle. This is CPR News.